Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's your favorite sports talk show in the DMV, the Sports Junkies.
We're talking DC sports and having fun, chopping it up every day on the radio.
You can hear us every morning on 106.7 The Fan.
But did you know our show is also a podcast?
You get every episode, every hour, and every single highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
And whenever works for you.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search the Sports Junkies, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
John Carlson on Grant and Danny live from Caps practice, back for another ride and another season. You're one of the only guys in town I can say this about, but as long as I have been a grown adult in DC sports, and we're the same age and have kind of known each other since you got here, I've been talking to you. This is an amazing 17-year run as you embark on yet another season. How you feeling going into the year?
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, it's your favorite sports talk show in the DMV, the Sports Junkies.
We're talking DC sports and having fun, chopping it up every day on the radio.
You can hear us every morning on 106.7 The Fan.
But did you know our show is also a podcast?
You get every episode, every hour, and every single highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
And whenever works for you.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search the Sports Junkies, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
I feel great. I think in a lot of ways last year I felt better than I had in years. So I think, you know, whether we found something and, you know, just the cyclical nature of the sport, I think you're always trying to get better and find new ways to, achieve success. And I feel confident and comfortable in my game. And I think I can add a lot to get better year after year. And that's what I'm chasing down right now.
How much to thriving as you get older is like the adding, subtracting of different elements, or like a pitcher reinventing themselves? Yeah. Like, you got to find ways that make it work.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's that aspect, and there's also the aspect that our game has changed so much too, and I think you kind of that sways as well, whether that fits your game or doesn't, and you know, you find ways to combat that. And I think the game has evolved so much from 5 years ago, and I think I think that for my game, speaking on in particular, it to get the puck to these forwards now in the way that I feel like I can, and get them into situations for success. And I think that my skill set now is better than it probably was suited for the league 4 or 5 years ago. So
it's actually a super good point, not something I've thought about. Give me a specific example of like a way where your skill set's better now, and then an area where maybe it's gotten harder for you.
Yeah, well, okay. So I would just say, moving the puck. I mean, everyone talking, you got to move the puck moving defensemen, stuff like that. I think there was years where the defensemen never carry the puck, and then there's years where everyone's got to carry the puck. And you know, now there's five defensemen in the league that you would want lugging the mail for your team. And outside of that, you know, every here now and then, you know, guys can. But the speed that these forwards have, and the skill, and how they can attack defensemen. There's a lot less forechecking, I would say, right off the bat. I mean, every play kind of turns into a forecheck per se, but there's a lot less dumping the puck in. And
why is that?
I just think the skill level has gone through the roof. I think that the way that they can handle the puck, I'm going to say strike goal, but it's not striking goal because they're capable. But, you know, these guys can make something out of nothing now in ways that they could never do 10, 15 years ago, other than, you know, that clear cut top 10, 15 players in the league. Now everyone's, you watch practice here and you black out the numbers and the names on the jerseys, and you're going to see some insane talent. And I think that's great for the game. The depth of talent is amazing now. But yeah, I think finding space for guys, getting the puck to them in certain areas to make stuff happen is huge now. And I feel like I see the ice is one of my best attributes. And being able to move it to guys in certain situations is my kind of bread and butter.
John Carlson of the Capitals. You know, last year you guys came in, you probably internally thought you were going to be pretty good, but externally, nobody really knew what you guys were about to be.
Yeah.
That has completely changed, and now there's expectations again. I mean, when you look back at last year, how replicable do you think that is? And then how would you guys improve on that?
Yeah, well, I think, you know, I was positive going into last year. I think we exceeded positivity, too. But with that said, you know, those guys were not these guys that made huge jumps. We traded for guys that were very high picks. The guys that jumped off the page from last year, it's not like they were seventh round picks or something. They just really hadn't found their way. And a lot of that was probably due to our team structure for the years before that, too, and not any knock on their play either. But I think looking forward, a lot can be said. A lot can be done. Maybe we were one of the top five, maybe top three scoring teams in the league. Like, can we be the top three scoring team in the league? Great, yes. But how can we do it? Can we get better within that? Can we have more structure within our offense to get us there instead of, I'm not going to say we cheated, but, you know, can you do it with more frequency? Can you control the play more? Can you control the games better? We came back a lot. Can you have the lead more and then win more maturely? Things like that. Those are all the factors that when push comes to shove down the stretch and you're in the playoffs, those things will matter a lot. And I think a lot of these great players, yes, you know, maybe they can't score 20 more goals than they can as the previous season like mm-hmm. they did, but I think they're more confident in themselves. They're more mature in their own games. They don't have to feel like they're, outweighing defense to offense or vice versa and what have you. So I think there's a lot of strides to be made and a lot of ways that we can play better as a team to be a more daunting team night after night.
Speaking of goals, I think you had 63 goals taken off the board last year that you scored.
Yeah.
I mean, it seemed like
I would be close to Ovi if they just let those, yeah.
Who actually caught Gretzky? Ovi or you if they didn't take all your goals?
Yes.
That's kind of what it felt like.
That's what it felt like to me, yes.
I thought it got ridiculous when they said this one doesn't count because someone named Wendy was in section 270.
Yes.
That's when I said this is going too far.
Yep.
But at some point, did you actually score and they let it stand and you're like, oh, this can... This is allowed.
It was. I think when I scored in the playoffs, actually, it was like, because you know how you score, bubble, celebrate, and then it's like you kind of like either get off the ice or you stay on the ice. But then like the coach, when they're like, oh, something might be up, like right. There's like a stir, you know, and like all of a sudden the coach is like, what's going on down low? On like watching the monitor, and it's like the center is like, look, and I'm like, please just drop the puck. Like, just drop it, please.
It would be nice to get one of these.
Yes.
Year 17, as I mentioned. There's a lot of talk about this being Ovi's last year on his contract. Kind of lost amid that. It's your last year on your 8-year deal as a legend here in D.C. How much have you thought about your future and what lies ahead?
I try not to think about it too much. I mean, this game is so great. I think I'm so fortunate to play here. It's truly been a privilege to be in one spot forever. But I'm not done, and that's kind of my mentality right now. And I want to win. I think, you know, do I have 10 years left? No, but as you kind of get closer towards the end of your career, you know, do you start, you know, the stinging of the losses sting more, and you're more positive about these, you know, next couple of chances you're going to get to win. And, you know, we'll see. This league's so hard. I'm worried about, you know, getting myself into the best position to have success on the ice to win another championship.
Well, you'd like to play a few more years, it sounds like.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not done, no.
Yeah. And ideally here.
I mean, that would be the ideal for sure.
That'd be great. Well, yeah, Ovi's getting all the attention. I want to make sure people notice it's the end of the post-Cup 8-year deal for John Carlson. Well, much appreciated as always. Great hanging out. Can't wait for the start of the season.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Capitals defenseman John Carlson getting ready for another season of Caps hockey as he winds down that 8-year contract, final year of his deal in D.C. But he says he is not done playing hockey. Big thanks to all of you for listening. If you missed any part of the show, including Jacori Krosky-Merritt or Seth Walder of ESPN, you can podcast our program wherever you get your audio. Speaking of wherever you get your audio, there is a brand new Take Command episode that dropped, myself and Logan Paulson. Grab that wherever you download podcasts and check us out. X's and O's detailed breakdown on what went right, what went wrong against the Chargers. We give you 3 episodes a week. It is a fun listen. And by the way, the Caps dropped the puck against the Boston Bruins. You can hear the game as the Caps get started against the Boston Bruins at 7:30 tomorrow right here on The Fan. We're going to be out at City Tap House all show long, 2 to 6:30 with Caps fans. Come hang out with us, have a cocktail, have dinner, and then go over to the game. We're just a couple of blocks away from the arena in the shadows of where the Capitals hopefully are going to get their first win of the season tomorrow. Thanks to Darius, Ryan, Toby behind the scenes. For Danny, I'm Grant saying so long. Linnell has Lynn Overtime next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's your favorite sports talk show in the DMV, The Sports Junkies.
We're talking DC sports and having fun, chopping it up every day on the radio.
You can hear us every morning on 106.7 The Fan.
But did you know our show is also a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, and every single highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
And whenever works for you.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search The Sports Junkies, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.